It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Lee Eisensee, and when we hear that name, we know it's time for the Barnes County Red Kettle campaign. Right, Lee?
Yes, you're sure right. And I'd like to thank you again this year, Steve, for doing this for our Salvation Army and getting the word out that it's time to start.
It is, yeah. We'll be looking for bell ringers, right?
Yeah, we are, and we want to make sure that that they know how much we're appreciative of them for ringing the bell and putting the money in the kettles. We no way could we do it without them. And we feel that everyone that rings the bell and everyone that puts money in the kettle is part of our team. It's just part of a big team that goes to try to meet the same goals of serving the needy in Barnes County. And so, again, we're very thankful, and we feel that the Holy Spirit has actually touched the hearts of everyone that puts money in the kettle and everyone that gives of their precious time to ring the bell. It's because of the love for humankind that they're doing that, and that comes from the Holy Spirit. So we're very blessed that people in our community are willing to do that.
So when does the campaign begin here in Valley City?
It starts the Monday before Thanksgiving, November 25th, and we have two spots again this year. We're at Petro and Levers, and we have spots starting at 10, and the last time to ring is at 5, which goes till 6. So the girls are just getting set up to do that now, so a little later on, we'll give you their numbers they can call, and we'll be good to go. Yeah, it's so hard for me to believe, Steve, that it's a year has gone by. Where did it go? The older I get, the faster they go. And
it's true.
But this was an exceptional year. We served more people this year than we ever have in all the years that I've been doing it, which is 19 years. And that is because we tied into the Barnes County Food Pantry, and we're helping them with buying meat for the food boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they used to give out just a food box once a month, or once every 3 months, excuse me, and now it's once a month. So the cost of their have gone through the roof there, and we've been giving $1,500 a month for the meat there, and then we've been buying paper products and hygiene products for about $750 a month since the first of May. So we wanted to keep as much money as we raise here in our county to stay in the county. So that was one way for us to give it back. The calls that we have been getting this year are finally starting to pick up. During COVID, with all that government money out there, things got slower.
Mm-hmm.
We're up about a third in calls this year over last year. So so that was good. And I'm sure people realize the type of things that we help with is food and lodging, health care, clothing, rent, utilities, and many others. But the largest things that we have, last year we helped, rent was the biggest. We helped $12,644. And then utilities, you all know where your utilities mm-hmm. are. And we helped $9,825 there. And then a lot of food and that stuff. And
you know, you talk about food. I got to tell the audience and remind them, because Pat Hansen wanted me to remind the audience too, and that is anybody in need of food, food vouchers are available if you contact the Barnes County Senior Center, 845-4300. Pat wanted me to pass that on. They're taking vouchers. And, of course, if you know of a worthy family, or even if it's you, please call them at 845-4300.
Yes, and if you've already received a food basket, you need extra help, give us a call
mm-hmm.
at the Salvation Army.
Very good. And, I know Pats appreciates your help with the Salvation Army, so she wanted me to pass that on to you.
Okay. Yeah, and again, our Barnes County Extension here raised the most money of any extension agency in,
that's incredible,
in North Dakota by almost double.
Wow.
And like Dickinson's in there, and we were about four times of what Dickinson was.
Wow.
And Devil's Lake, and we raised more than Jamestown, except they had some big checks that, come in, so they raised a lot more than we did that way. And that is all because of you folks out there that take the time to ring the bell and put money in the kettle. It's nothing that we have done as part of our team of leadership, but it's that part of the team that you're on that does that. And our team tries to follow Matthew 25, and I'm sure you're all familiar with that. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. And it goes on from there, but we try to live off of that. And sometimes we might make a mistake, but we always try to err on the side of grace. And when we're really in question what to do, and my help calls me and asks what to do, I just said, pray to Jesus and ask. And every time, he'll give him an answer. Mm-hmm. So, and of the money that was raised, 88% gets to stay here in Valley City for our local needs. Now, you do need to know if that money isn't used up, then that goes back to our area in St. Paul, and then that's used through Minnesota and North Dakota for helping in those things. And in 2009, we spent $150,000 here. So if there's a disaster, you know, that money is there for them. And I wouldn't want to keep money here, you know, just to have it sit here, Steve.
And, yeah.
So that's what we do. And we have to be good stewards of the money. So we keep track of every dollar and every person that we help. And we have our limits for everything, how much we can spend. We've changed our limits for food, for example, since groceries have gotten so high. If you're a family, you get so much. If you're a couple or if you're single, those are all different levels. And I didn't understand until I was helping this one lady. And I thought that we'd be able to pay for her whole rent. We had gotten an exception from our regional guy that we could help her up to $700, and I thought that would pay her whole rent. But for those of you out there that haven't had to rent lately, a two-bedroom apartment was going for $1,049.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty standard.
And
so if you're living from paycheck to paycheck, and all of a sudden somebody gets sick or your car breaks down, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the people come to us. So we're very blessed that we can be here and help, Steve.
So on November 25th, Monday, the Barnes County Red Kettle campaign kicks off. You'll need bell ringers, and you've got some other folks who are helping you, too, with that, to organize that, right?
Oh, we are so blessed. This is their third year of doing it, and be honest with you, we couldn't do it without them. It's just too much work, and we got enough to do anyway, but Naomi Schlecht is doing it, and Lenora Zimba is 701-840-1357. And you can call there to ring, and we're ringing again this year at Petro and at Levers. And we need like 416 ringers. So,
isn't that something?
So we need a lot, but we'll have those numbers on the radio for you again. Steve is always kind to put that out there.
Will do.
So that is good. And one thing that's different this year, Steve, as you see it all over the country, is the homeless. And I know most people here never see that, but a year before last, we had 18 people. And last year, we had 36 people. that were considered homeless.
Here in Valley City?
Here in Valley City.
Wow.
And we were able to put them up in a motel for a few nights until they could get help, buy them some food to eat, or sometimes we rented a taxi for them to get to Fargo so they could get some shelter, you know. And so there is a lot more homeless out there. If we had a homeless shelter here, I'll guarantee you it would be filled up the first week. They'd come from all over. So, and we're just too small to have that type of thing. But because of the generous giving of everyone, we're able to find something for those people to do. So,
well, thank you, Lee.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. And getting this out there really makes a difference. And thank you, and thank everyone out there for what you do. You're truly, truly a blessing. We couldn't do it without you.
There's our Voice of the Valley for today.